Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
From KQED in San Francisco, this is the Writer's Block.
My name is Martha Grover, and I'm going to be reading from my book, One More for the People. The piece I'm going to read is called Swedish Massage. This is a short piece, takes place in San Francisco during a time when I had a lot of chronic pain and was very sick and was trying to find ways to get cheap massages. It's called Swedish Massage. After we've decided on a time for my 1 hour, $30 Swedish massage, and the massage therapist gives me directions to her house, and she tells me how much I'm going to love the massage. "You're going to love this, Martha," she says. "It'll be amazing." And then in a couple days, I drive to the massage therapist's house and park across the street, and I realize her house is a weekly hotel, the Railroad Hotel. And she meets me outside on the sidewalk in front of the locked front door in her nurse scrubs, because after all, it said on the coupon my roommate gave me that she was a registered nurse, and I smile, relieved to have found the place because I'm new to San Francisco and got a little lost on the way over, and we walk up 2 flights of stairs and down a hallway past a skinny, older man and a sign on the wall underlined in red, telling tenants not to throw their hypodermic needles in the trash, and I smell fish, and the massage therapist says that someone is cooking something disgusting, and I follow her into a room where there is no massage table, only a double bed and a massage chair and a microwave and a cardboard chart of the acupressure points of the human body tacked to the wall, and the massage therapist tells me to take off all my clothes and sit down on the chair and ask me whether I've ever had a chair massage before, and I tell her I haven't, and she tells me I'm just going to love it and to take off all my clothes and put them on that chair, and she points to a chair against the wall next to a dying palm tree, and I tell her that I need to use the bathroom, and she frowns and hands me a roll of toilet paper and shows me down the hall where the bathroom is and tells me this is why the massage is only $30, and I lock the door behind me and pee and walk back to the room and realize I forgot the toilet paper next to the toilet, but the massage therapist is waiting for me and tells me to take off all my clothes and get into the massage chair next to the floor-to-ceiling windows, and I'm going to love this massage, and she asks me if I've ever had acupressure before, and I say no, and she tells me that I'm going to love it, that it will work wonders for tension and to take off all my clothes, and so I take off all my clothes right there in the too bright room while she watches me, and I put them on the chair, everything except for my underwear, which I keep on, and I sit down on the cold vinyl massage chair with my scarred white belly hanging over the elastic waistband of my underwear and onto my knees, and I shiver because it's a little cold in the room, and the massage therapist tells me to stick my head down in the headrest and ask me if I'm comfortable, and I say no, not really, and she adjusts the headrest and asks me if I'm comfortable now, and I say no, and she says why not. To subscribe to The Writer's Block and hear more stories, visit kqed.org/writersblock.
The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.